With this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, I'm Alex Makavica on the Rural Radio Network. Exciting news for NU Horizon Genetics. A familiar face, Dr. Nathan Mueller, is now leading the program as the executive director and joins us now. Nathan, this is an exciting move and a really great fit for you, I think. Tell me more about the organization and how you see your role there.
Yeah, so really excited to be the new executive director for NU Horizon Genetics. It's actually a producer-driven organization that has partnered and works with the UNL Small Grain Breeding Program to bring those small grain varieties to the market to producers here in Nebraska and beyond. And I have really good connections, obviously, being from Nebraska and working with numerous people that are on the board and with partners that I'll be working with to kind of expand the presence and the market and availability of varieties, wheat varieties and small grain varieties for producers here in Nebraska and neighboring states.
As you see this role coming to fruition, what challenges right now are producers facing that you hope to help them with, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I've been worked in production ag across Kansas, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And, you know, the portfolio that the small grains breeding program at UNL has is amazing, but it is more competitive. Before, historically, a lot of small grain varieties was literally led and developed each state by land grant institutions. And so there are broader, larger companies that are in the market compared to several decades ago. And so it is more competitive, but it's also an opportunity to find, you know, the niche with NU Horizon Genetic Seed, especially since we have an opportunity to really focus on key growing conditions and trying to optimize and find genetics that really match what producers need here in Nebraska, whether that's wheat stem sawfly challenges in the panhandle, whether it's high yielding varieties, top end yield here in eastern Nebraska. And I think that the second biggest challenge is just, you know, there's a lot of competing forces in production ag. Wheat acres in Nebraska, like many states, has decreased over the years. But I think there's a real opportunity to really focus on the opportunities that wheat can bring back to farms in Nebraska in terms of soil health, diversifying their portfolio and income. And I really think, you know, clientele that buy products at the market are really looking for quality, including high fiber, which is an area that I know the small grains breeding program is looking at. And so quality is really important. I think we can really deliver on that with NU Horizon Genetics in the future.
Awesome. Nathan, what else is important to mention about some of the goals that you have for this organization moving forward that we haven't touched on?
Yeah. So I, you know, it's a producer-driven, producer-owned organization. It's a 501c3, and it's really, I need to hear from Nebraska producers and wheat producers, small grain producers. So both wheat, triticale, and barley is the current portfolio. And so it's really producer driven. So my main goal, new as executive director, is really just to keep my ears open and listen and start to develop a comprehensive plan that they've already started to develop and continue to bring that forward. Just excited about, some of the things they already have going. If you haven't been, I really encourage people to check out the website at nuhorizongenetics.com, as well as we'll be increasing our presence at field days, as well as social media presence, trade shows, and also working just in another exciting area that I've worked in the past is opportunities for small grains, which are kind of the heavy hitter in terms of cover crops that corn and soybean producers use quite a bit here in Nebraska. So an opportunity, again, to leverage this portfolio in that cover crop market, as well as in the forages for our livestock industry with our triticale lines.
Wonderful. Again, invite you, if you want to learn more information, their website is nuhorizongenetics.com. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us. This has been fun.
Yes, thank you.
And that's a wrap on this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makavica, reporting for the Rural Radio Network.